12 attack waves, 8 AI agents working at once, 21 government systems probed, 85 accounts compromised, 2,500 personnel records taken. And the attackers didn't need a frontier lab to do any of it. They built the whole thing out of open source parts anyone can download. Welcome to AI in 15 for Saturday, August 22nd, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, Anthropic opens its most powerful cyber model to defenders and puts $35 million behind it. NVIDIA pays Poolside $6 billion and pointedly does not buy the company. Anthropic's IPO could be the largest in history, and it could file within days. An OpenAI-backed startup built its flagship model on Chinese open weights. Plus, Gemma hits a billion downloads and starts running in orbit. 26,000 students show us what AI homework actually costs. And Binance lets your chatbot trade your crypto. Marcus, Anthropic announced this yesterday. What exactly is it giving defenders?
Capabilities, not the model. Claude Mythos 5 is the one they've deliberately held back because it's state-of-the-art at cybersecurity. Enterprise customers can now point it at their code bases through Claude Security. You get findings back with CWE categorization, confidence and severity ratings, and suggested patches, billed as ordinary token usage. It's also being embedded into partner security products, so defenders get the capability inside tools they already use without ever touching the raw model.
So you get the answer, not the machine.
Artifacts over access. That's the whole architecture, and it's a deliberate answer to the obvious objection. A model that's genuinely excellent at finding exploitable bugs is equally excellent at finding them for someone who shouldn't have them. Alongside that, there's the Defender Advantage Fund, $35 million in credits for patching widely used open source projects, automating the scan and patch loop, and trying approaches that make whole classes of attack harder.
And the timing isn't subtle.
6 weeks after Taiwan. Between July 1st and 4th, researchers documented those 12 waves, agents mapping networks, researching vulnerabilities, switching tactics when a route failed. It later expanded to Taiwan's nuclear safety agency, government tech suppliers, at least 7 energy companies. Indicators point at China-linked operators, but neither the firm that published the research nor Taiwan has publicly established state responsibility. And I'd rather name that gap than quietly close it.
What's the pushback?
The sharpest one came from an open-source maintainer, and it's genuinely hard to answer. His point: cybersecurity isn't a special task only your security team does. He finds and fixes bugs in a project he maintains. Some of those are privilege escalation bugs. Writing a regression test for one is, functionally, writing an exploit. So who counts as a verified defender? Anthropic's cyber verification program vets professionals. But the person most likely to fix the library your bank runs on is a volunteer with a day job.
And the $35 million?
Somebody did the arithmetic, and it spin. A single advanced vulnerability can cost 6 figures to develop. $35 million in credits is a real gesture. And it is not a match for an offensive economy that already automated itself using free components.
NVIDIA and Poolside. $6 billion. And it's not an acquisition.
It's a non-exclusive license to Poolside's Model Factory, the pipeline they use to build their Laguna family of open-weight coding models. Separately, NVIDIA makes offers to 109 Poolside employees who worked on Laguna and puts $1 billion into a growth round at roughly $12 to $13 billion post-money.
Wait, non-exclusive? So Poolside can license the same thing to someone else next week?
Legally, yes. All 3 co-founders stay. The company keeps operating. Investors get liquidity without an exit. And reporting says this is the 3rd time NVIDIA has run this exact play.
Why structure it that way?
Because an acquisition triggers a merger review and a licensing agreement plus a VC round doesn't. NVIDIA gets the model building machinery and the people who built it. On paper, nobody bought anything. One commentator called it a reverse acquihire with better lawyers. Whether that's clever structuring or arbitrage is genuinely open. But the substantive point for listeners is simpler. A chip company is now paying billions to own the process of manufacturing models, not just the silicon they run on.
Anthropic's IPO, Bloomberg says, days.
The confidential draft went to the SEC on June 1st. Bloomberg reports Anthropic expects to match or exceed SpaceX's record share sale. Could file publicly as soon as the end of this month, with a debut possibly in October. Morgan Stanley, Goldman, and JP Morgan on the books.
Give me the revenue.
Annualized run rate hit $65 billion in July. It was $47 billion earlier this year, and roughly $10 billion across all of 2025. That's a 6.5x increase in about 18 months.
And the valuation everyone's quoting?
Careful with that one. Some backers are pushing $2 trillion. That's investor aspiration reported secondhand, not a company statement. What's on the record is the May Series H at $965 billion post-money, and secondary pricing on Forge drifting above $1.2 trillion on thin volume. Leadership has endorsed no figure.
So what actually matters here?
The S1. Audited financials means the real gross margins on serving a frontier model become public for the first time. Every argument about AI unit economics that's been running on estimates for 2 years gets a primary source. Matching SpaceX means selling tens of billions of dollars of stock. That's the record, $75 billion, 86.2, with the overallotment.
This next one is quiet, and I think it's the most interesting story of the day. Harvey.
The legal AI company, valued near $15.5 billion, OpenAI-backed. They launched their first proprietary model, called Tenet. It's post-trained on Kimi K3. The open weight base from the Chinese lab Moonshot AI, using case file data generated by attorneys hired through Mercor and Snorkel. They claim state-of-the-art on complex legal tasks and multi-hour legal work at lower cost than the models they'd been renting.
Harvey's whole business was customizing closed American models.
Anthropic, OpenAI, Google. That was the entire product. This reverses their posture on two axes at once, in-house instead of rented, and Chinese open weights instead of US API calls.
Why does that matter beyond Harvey?
Because of where it happened. Legal is the highest margin vertical in software. Work billed at $1,000 an hour. If the best economics available in that market come from post-training an open Chinese base, rather than paying US API rates, that math holds nearly everywhere else too. That's a pricing signal aimed straight at the labs.
And the question a law firm is going to ask?
What a data governance review looks like when your base weights came from Moonshot. That's not an accusation. The weights are open. You can inspect and run them entirely on your own infrastructure. It's just a question a general counsel will actually have to answer in writing. And nobody has a template for it yet.
Lighter one. Gemma crossed $1 billion downloads.
Google DeepMind's open model family, announced by VP Clement Farabe and product director Olivier Lacombe. But the download count is a vanity metric. The number I care about is 100,000 distinct variants published by developers, fine tunes adapted to specific languages, tasks, hardware. That's the actual measure of an open ecosystem. How many people found it worth the trouble to modify?
And it's in space.
NASA, the satellite startup Satellite, and orbital compute company StarCloud are running Gemma models on orbit. Onboard image analysis, deciding what's worth spending scarce downlink bandwidth on, and routing communications between satellites.
Which is a great argument for small models in one sentence.
When your bandwidth back to Earth costs more than your compute, you run the model at the sensor. no hype required. There's also a research note. Yale and Google built something called C2S scale on Gemma, and it identified a novel cancer therapy pathway that was subsequently verified in living cells.
Now the study everybody's arguing about. 26,000 students.
The generative AI learning penalty. David Strömberg at Stockholm University with Victor Lay and Yanwei Wu. More than 26,000 middle and high school students in a central Chinese county tracked over 30 months.
And the headline finding.
Students using AI saw homework scores rise 18%, while homework time fell from 64 minutes to 45. Within 6 months, their monthly exam scores were 20% below classmates who hadn't used AI. After 2 years, the high-stakes results moved to 24% down on the Zhongkao, the high school entrance exam, 18% down on the Gaokao.
That sounds like a straight indictment.
It isn't, and this is the part that gets dropped in almost every write-up. The penalty was concentrated among students who rushed. Students who used AI and still spent as long on the assignment paid little penalty. The ones who held their scores appear to have used the chatbot as a tutor, asking for explanations of hard concepts, rather than as an answer machine.
So the tool isn't the variable.
The time is. The 19 minutes they saved is exactly the interval the learning was happening in. It's not AI makes you stupid, and it's not AI is fine. It's that using it to shorten the work and using it to deepen the work produce opposite outcomes from the same software. Cleanest natural experiment we've got, and it doesn't hand either camp their talking point.
Last one. Binance will let Claude or ChatGPT trade your crypto.
It's called Agent OS. Developer platform lets AI assistants read market data, check balances, and place orders once you grant permission. Claude Code, Codex, ChatGPT, Cursor, VS Code, connecting over MCP without agents storing your API credentials locally. Spot, margin, convert, and futures.
Guardrails?
Real ones. Agents can be confined to separate subaccounts with configurable parameters, and the MCP connection carries no withdrawal scope. An agent cannot move funds to an external address. Wallet activities capped at 50,000 a day for swaps. 100,000 for DeFi. Binance has over 300 million registered users and is following Coinbase, Kraken, and OKX into the same race.
You're doing your skeptical face.
Notice what those caps do and don't do, Kate. The withdrawal block stops theft. Nothing stops an agent from losing everything in that sub-account through ordinary bad trades. Inside its own account, there is no cap on losses.
So it can't rob you. It can just ruin you.
That's the frontier. We've built a permission model for agent exfiltration and essentially none for agent judgment. At least 10 retail brokers connected agents to live client accounts in the first half of this year. As this moves into brokerage and banking, it can't steal from you and it can't hurt you are very different guarantees, and only one of them is currently on offer.
One to watch. Anthropic's public S1. Bloomberg points at days rather than weeks, and the moment it lands, we get the first audited look at a Frontier Lab's real gross margins, compute costs, and customer concentration.
Agreed, with the obvious caveat. That confidential draft has been sitting with the SEC since June 1st, and nothing's been filed yet. Could file as soon as, has a long and distinguished history of meaning, hasn't.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.